Good morning. It is a Monday morning, and that means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with some interesting developments over the weekend. You were at the governor's mansion for the Easter egg roll, and the subject came up of the free college plan by the governor, which made it through the budget process. He's been getting some criticism, including from the New York Times in an editorial, and you asked him about it.
I did, and he defended, not surprisingly, the plan, saying it will help people. He said that he dismissed arguments that it will hurt the private colleges, saying, look, you know, ideally public college would be free, just like public high school is, but we can't afford that right now, but we don't fund a private high school system, and we shouldn't really fund or help out the private colleges. He also surprisingly took a swipe at the New York Times, who's been quite critical of the plan, very Trump-esque in a way, saying that they've always been against him and his father, despite them endorsing him both times for governor. They did not endorse him in the primary in 2014, but they endorsed him against the Republican. But he basically said, I can't remember when their editorials have meant anything.
And now we turn to another person in New York, the state attorney general, Eric Schneiderman, who's been going hard after President Trump, a number of lawsuits. And now I see you're reporting that he has hired a Bernie Sanders consulting firm.
Yes, he's been trying to up his progressive creds nationally. He's been going hard after President Trump, and now he hired the digital consulting firm that Sanders used. Basically, it's helping him raise money and also sending out emails to progressives nationally saying, hey, have you seen what Eric Schneiderman has done? And, you know, anytime he does something, either a lawsuit or an action against Trump or anything else, it sends out emails or social media posts trying to promote the attorney general.
Predictable reaction from the state GOP, one of their spokespeople, Jessica Proud, out slamming Schneiderman.
Yeah, it's not surprising. Look, Schneiderman is definitely trying to up his progressive credibility, his progressive profile. Right now, it's expected he'll seek re-election for 2018. His name has been mentioned as a potential gubernatorial candidate, depending on where Andrew Cuomo is, whether that means, you know, Cuomo doesn't seek re-election, although most people think he will in 2018, or if he leaves early to run for president, or if his numbers are so low, he decides not to run at all. Schneiderman is trying to increase his profile, so this group he sees is something that could probably help with that.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays. You can find out more at nydailynews.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.